Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration is touting steady improvements in the job market despite a report from the Labor Department that showed employers adding fewer jobs in January than most analysts had expected. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the unemployment rate dipped to its lowest level, though, since the fall of 2008.
This was the second month in a row that the new jobs number fell well below expectations, and this time it doesn't appear weather was the culprit. The construction industry showed big job gains despite the cold. A separate survey used to calculate the unemployment rate tells a more upbeat story. White House economic advisor Jason Furman notes unemployment dipped to 6.6%, even as more people entered the workforce.
This month we had two surveys. One was a little bit below expectations. One was a little bit above expectations. But the overall picture is unchanged.
The number of people who've been out of work 6 months or more fell in January, but that number is still high, and government benefits for the long-term unemployed ran out at the end of last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The 2014 Winter Games are underway in Sochi, Russia, where thousands of athletes are making their way across a state-of-the-art arena for the traditional parade of the opening ceremony. For the most part, the event seems to be going as planned, despite months of worries over security in the wake of recent attacks in the region. NPR's Robert Smith says security personnel are still on high alert.
Here in Sochi, security has been ramped up for the opening ceremony day. All of the 40,000 people who are inside Fish Stadium in front of me for the opening ceremonies have been frisked and run through airport-style security. Credentials and tickets checked 3, 4, even 5 times. And in the air above the Olympic Park where I'm standing, there are 3 security blimps. This level of security is expected to be kept up for the rest of the games. Robert Smith, NPR News in Olympic Park.
A plane out of Ukraine's been grounded in Turkey after an attempted hijacking. Authorities say a passenger threatened to detonate a bomb if he was not flown to Sochi. Authorities say a heating and refrigeration contractor in Pennsylvania may have been the entry point for hackers in a massive data breach at Target. NPR's Elise Hugh has more.
Pennsylvania-based HVAC contractor Fazio Mechanical Services says it was the victim of a sophisticated cyber attack. Fazio had network passwords for Target's databases in order to do remote billing and contract submission. A previous security review showed that after gaining entry into Target's payment systems, fraudsters installed malware to steal the data from every card swiped at stores from Thanksgiving through mid-December. Target says customers will not be responsible for any losses. The Secret Service is investigating. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Washington.
Dow is up 104 points at 15,733. This is NPR News. Utility crews in Pennsylvania are still trying to restore power to more than 320,000 homes and businesses. Days after an ice storm downed trees and power lines, most of the outages are reported to be in the Philadelphia area. Meanwhile, Amtrak says full service between Philadelphia and Harrisburg has been restored now that the tracks have been cleared of fallen trees and debris. British scientists say they have discovered human footprints at least 800,000 years old on the eastern coast of England. Larry Miller reports they're more than twice the age of the previous oldest human tracks found in Europe.
Erosion revealed the imprints of at least 5 humans preserved in layers of silt and sand. Reporting in the journal PLOS-1, they say this is the earliest direct evidence of humans in Northern Europe. British Museum archaeologist Nick Ashton told the BBC these are the oldest footprints found outside Africa.
There are only 3 examples in the rest of the world, in Africa, of an earlier age. So the rarity of this sort of information is remarkable. It gives us this very tangible link to these very early human relatives.
Scientists say the footprints were made when Britain and Europe were connected, when mammoths, hippos, and rhinos grazed the area. Within weeks of being tested and documented, the footprints were washed away. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The Syrian government has begun evacuating civilians who've been trapped in areas of homes that were under rebel control. The evacuation was part of a deal struck with the UN Syria's ally, Russia, announced a 3-day ceasefire to allow humanitarian aid convoys to enter homes. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from CSX, delivering 2.6 million containers of goods, providing essentials to move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Stay tuned for coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Then at 3 p.m., stay tuned for Roger Cash hosting the program Freetown Radio. We have more news from NPR at 4 p.m. At 7 tonight, stay tuned for Lee Kleinpeter and Big Band Swings and other things. Followed at 9 p.m. by the Avalon Variety Hour hosted by Joanna Devine. And then at 10 p.m., James Van Way takes the air chair with Out on the Fringe. We start off this hour with Johnny Winter from his disc Let Me In that came out in 1991. Here he is with a cover of an old Jesse May Robinson composition.
Step this up a little bit, you know, make it come up.
How the drums sound to you, Walt?
It sounds all right. See, one thing, I like to try to show people and tell them, but I don't mean to be bossy, you know. Okay. I want the guy to be, see, when they would say, let's come on a Calypso beat. Bum, bum, ba dum, dum, da, 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 da. You like that? Dum 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 ta da ta da ta, you know, like that jungle stuff, you know, a bongo beat, something like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. get. Long as my right arm, she says she's gonna ride. Long as I've been from home. Well, who's been talking? Thing that I do. Well, who's been talking? Everything that I do. Well, you is my baby, and I hate to lose. Well, goodbye, baby. Hate to see you.
Joe Bonamassa on guitar and vocals from his disc Driving Towards the Daylight. His disc, that particular one, came out back in 2012. His rendition of the Howling Wolf tune, Who's Been Talking, and his version was prefaced with an outtake from Wolf and some of the British blues rock luminaries that got together with Wolf back in May of 1970 and helped him put out the album, The London Howling Wolf Sessions. Charlie Watts was the drummer back then, and that may have been Charlie Watts you heard in the background asking about how the drums sound. Before hearing Joe Bonamassa, we heard Johnny Winter from his disc Let Me In. He did a rendition of the Jesse May Robinson tune Blue Mood. And let me see, T-Bone Walker recorded Blue Moon back in March of 1952 from August of 1951. Here's T-Bone Walker here on KRVS with Welcome Blues.
Hey, pretty baby, come on, let's go. Tell your other boyfriend that you don't want him anymore. Yes, pretty baby, sure look fine to me. And you're just as fine as any gal can be. I would do most anything that you want me to do. Yes, pretty baby, sure look fine to me. And you're just as fine as any gal can be. I heard about you, baby, a long time ago. And if you will be mine, babe, I'll take you any place I'll go. Say, pretty baby, sure look fine to me. And you're just as fine as any gal can be.
Looking for that place they call the Chicken Shack. They say it's fine as wine and it's really on a ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. Down by the creek, where you can get a whole gob of good things to eat. All good parts of the chicken once more is a cinch. You can even get the last part that went over the fence. Yes, they say it's a place where all the bad cats meet. You better be mighty careful where you take a seat. Careful, let's have a ball. Come on, all you fellas, and take a drink for my pack, 'cause the party's ready to start down at the Chicken Shack.
Amos Milburn on piano and vocals, recorded back in 1947 in Los Angeles. He was actually out of Houston most of the time, and he had grown up listening to Boogie Woogie Pianist, was in the Navy during World War II, discharged in 1945 at the age of 18, and he ended up having a hit with this particular tune, Chicken Shack Boogie, and also wrote and recorded a number of other pieces, many of them doing having to do with alcohol back in the late 40s, Bad Bad Whiskey, Thinking and Drinking, one bourbon, one scotch, one bourbon, one beer, a very interesting and boogie-based pianist, Amos Milburn. Before hearing Amos Milburn, we heard T-Bone Walker, another Texan. T-Bone Walker did a Welcome Blues. That one, again, he recorded back in August of 1951. And Amos Milburn had a less famous piano playing and blues singing brother. His name was Robert Milton. From a Louisiana blues anthology, here is Robert Milburn with a number called Alabama Blues.
See you, my baby. the operator can't make my connection. I can't let go down by the train. If the operator can't make my connection, loving you, baby, to save my foolish pride. But no matter what you do, I want you by my side. I'm gonna call Alabama long distance. Part somewhere.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band, and A Courier de Mardi Gras with the Pine Leaf Boys. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
You come back some old day.
Turn you down
and your faith is out.
Some Cold Rainy Day. That was Guy Davis from his recent release. The disc is called Juba Dance. It's been out for months now, but it's done very, very well on the blues charts. His latest effort. And before we heard Guy Davis, we heard Robert Milburn from 1983. Robert Milburn on piano and vocals. Rudy Richard on guitar. Rudy, of course, is very, very well known from his many, many years on the Baton Rouge blues scene. We heard Robert Milburn and company do Alabama Blues. Next year on KRVS, some early Taj Mahal. That would be early for Taj would be 1968. Here's Taj on a National Steel guitar, Al Cooper on piano, a number called Jelly Roll.
She walked in that morning. said he was dead. People started walking out crying, shaking their head. That's what his mother said. She stayed in that 24 long hours and brought life back to the dead. The little girl ain't but 15 years old. How you know? That's what her mother said. Little girl ain't but 15 years old. How you know, man? That's what her mother said. I found out for myself that she brought life back to the dead.
December of 1941. That was Sonny Boy Williamson II on blues harp and vocals with a number called She Brought Life Back to the Dead, one of a couple of miracle tunes that he sang and presumably composed. This from a disc called King Biscuit Time. Before we heard Sonny Boy Williamson II, we heard Taj Mahal here on KRVS from 1968. Taj doing Jelly Roll. Different style of blues, very dulcet blues coming up next, and a very important historic tune in many ways, recorded in September of 1929. Under the name That's No Way to Get Along, it would be re-recorded in the 1960s when Robert Wilkins, by that time a minister, had changed the lyrics somewhat, made it more spiritual, and was eventually covered by the Rolling Stones. And there was an interesting court case resulting from that. Here is Robert Wilkins with that very distinctive style of Memphis blues that one also hears in the recordings of Furry Lewis. Robert Wilkins with the original, That's No Way to Get Along.
I'm going home, friends said I, and tell my mama, friend, sit down, tell my mom. I'm going home, sit down and tell my mom. I'm going home, sit down and tell my mom. Cause there's no way for me to get alone. These low down women, mama, they treated you our post on wrong. Mama treated me wrong. See low down women, mama treated your post on wrong. See low down women, mama treated your post on wrong. And there's no way for him to get along. They treated me like my poor heart was made of a rock of stone. Mama made of a rock of stone. Treated me like my poor heart was made of a rock of stone. Treated me like my poor heart was made of a rock of stone. And there's no way for me to get alone. You know that was enough, mama, to make your son wish he's dead and gone. Mama wished I was dead and gone. That is enough, make your son, mama, wish he's dead and gone. That is enough, make your son, mama, wish he's dead and gone. Cause there's no way for him to get alone. It's heard on the roadside. I cried alone, all by myself. I cried alone by myself. I stood on the roadside and cried alone by myself. I stood on the roadside and cried alone by myself. And there's no way for me to get alone. I was wanting train to come along and take me away from here. Friend, take me away from here. Let the train come along and take me away from here. And that mean away me and get along.
Don't have no mercy in this land. Just don't have no mercy in this land. He'll come to your house and he won't stay long. You look in the bed and somebody be gone. Just don't have no mercy in this land. Well, death will go in any family in this land. Death will go in every family in this land. Well, he'll come to your house and he won't stay long. Well, you look in the bed and one in the family will be gone. Death will go in any family in this land. Well, he never takes a vacation in this land. Well, oh, death never takes a vacation in this land. Well, he'll come to your house and he won't stay long. You look in the bed and your mother will be gone. Death never takes a vacation in this land. Talk. Standing and crying in this land. Well, death will leave you standing and crying in this land. Well, he'll come to your house and he won't stay long. You look in the bed and leave, somebody will be gone. Death will leave you standing and crying in this land. Death always in a hurry in this land. Oh, death always in a hurry in this land. Well, he'll come to your house and he won't stay long. You look in the bed and your mother will be gone. Death always in a hurry. Well, he won't give you time to get ready in this land. Well, he won't give you time to get ready in this land. Well, he'll come to your house and he won't stay long. Well, you look in the bed and somebody'll be gone. Death won't give you time to get ready in this land. Make your last talk. Talk to me then. Talk to me then.
The Reverend Gary Davis recorded in 1960, Death Don't Have No Mercy. His first recordings were done for ARC Records back in 1935. He had a long hiatus before he recorded again, but he did emerge during the late 50s and early 60s as someone that definitely was in demand on the festival circuits and the coffee house circuits, Gary Davis. He was preceded by Robert Wilkins, someone else who re-recorded in the 1960s after a long hiatus in recordings. We heard Robert Wilkins with his famous That's No Way to Get Along, recorded back in September of 1929. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support comes from Realtor Dave Spazzali, located at Century 21 Action Realty, 4023 Ambassador Caffrey, Suite 110. For all of your real estate needs, Dave's cell number is 337-288-8171.
From 1992, here's John Lee Hooker with special guest Deacon Jones on organ and Albert Collins on guitar.
Hey, baby. Do the boogie, baby. Look, baby, look, baby. Do the boogie all night. Look, baby. Look, baby. Make me feel good. Look, babe, I feel good. Hey, hey, all right. Doing the boogie on Rugged Hill. Doing the boogie on Ryan Hill. Hey, hey. In San Francisco. Now, babe, move, move. Do the boogie. Now, babe, move, move. Do the boogie, babe. Sugar, sugar, do the boogie, baby, all night, do the twist, do the twist, do the shake, do the twist, baby, do the shake, baby. People, it's a long plain hour. We can party all night. Get high, put your hair down, and midnight. Mm-hmm. I feel it moving. Wanna dance? Wanna dance? Dance, dance. Higher. The higher. Take me higher. I know you would.
Ron Levy on piano and vocals, recorded live at Tipitina's in New Orleans back on April 22nd of 1988. Levy again on vocals and piano. Sam Myers, the late Sam Myers, now on blues harp. And Anson Funderburg playing guitar on that particular track. I'm your professor. And before hearing Levy and Friends, we heard John Lee Hooker and Friends. John Lee, along with guitarist Albert Collins and keyboardist Deacon Jones, they did a piece called Boogie at Russian Hill from the album Boom Boom that came out in 1992. Russian Hill was the name of the recording studios where John Lee Hooker recorded that particular piece and a number of others. Music next, coming up, another sort of New Orleans-influenced musician like Ron Levy, Marcia Ball, from her disc Presumed Innocent. We're going to let Marcia do a number for us called Shake a Leg, something she used to do very, very well in her performances.
Shake a leg, let's get rockin'. Shake a leg, shake a leg.
blues man Steve James with a rendition of Where Shall I Be, an old gospel tune. This from his disc Fast Texas. Steve from Wimberley, Texas. We heard from Austin, Texas, Marcia Ball. Just before hearing Steve James, Marcia from the disc Presumed Innocent, she did shake a leg. That about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday anyway. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in and also invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in a few minutes on the program American Roots, followed at 3 p.m. by Roger Cash with Freetown Radio. And at 7 tonight, music continues with Lee Kleinpeter, Big Band Swings and Other Things. And at 9 o'clock, the Avalon Variety Hour with Joanna Devine. James Van Way comes up at 10 this evening with Out on the Fringe. This program is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is public radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, also brought to you by your friends and neighbors due to their generous generous contributions that help keep this program and so many others here on public radio going throughout the year. Thank you very, very much for those of you who are members of public radio. The late Etta Baker to take us up to the top of the hour with a little number called Nobody's Business. Great Piedmont guitar stylist, Etta Baker. Hope all of you out there have a very, very fine weekend. See you next week.
I'm Poppy Tooker, host of the weekly show Louisiana Eats. Each week we'll meet farmers, fishers, chefs, and home cooks who provide the special ingredients that make our food so distinctive. We'll keep you up to date with national and local food trends and share recipe tricks and tips along the way. Please join us Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. for Louisiana Eats, edible content for Louisiana food lovers, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.